Garden of Ghosts. It had been the most beautiful of tropical forests, more a garden, really, a rainbow garden of so many colors and shapes and sheer variety of life that it boggled my mind as much as it pleased my senses. The multiple layers of the canopy housed more life, more species, than any other ecological community on Earth. And the sheer diversity of growth forms and behaviors and life cycles was overwhelming, regardless of how closely I looked or how far I stepped back to take it all in. The people living nearby thrived on the cornucopia of foods provided by this supremely productive ecosystem. Pharmaceutical corporations discovered dozens of natural chemicals with novel medicinal properties in this forest, including anti-cancer agents. I had loved and studied this Eden for a decade, marveling at its incredible diversity while seeking to understand how so many different kinds of creatures could coexist in such density. I learned that it took many species to regulate the abundance of any one species. The amazingly intricate web of interactions lent credence to the idea that complexity begets stability in nature. But stability can be tenuous, lasting for millennia and then ending abruptly. This kaleidoscopic potpourri of millions of species, born of millions of years of evolution, was no match for the accelerating rate at which modern humans have been warming the global climate with ceaseless carbon emissions. It happened so suddenly. One day, all of the trees in this grand garden, many of them hundreds of years old, turned white as snow. But it had not snowed. Quite the contrary. Record temperatures had caused the trees to expel the colorful single-celled organisms living symbiotically within their tissues, rendering all surfaces colorless. Exactly why the mutualism collapsed, no one knew for sure, except that extremely warm temperatures were the main culprit. Whatever the exact mechanism, all the ashen trees soon died. They stood in place for years as pallid ghosts, gradually overgrown and drilled by tiny organisms. Then, storm by storm, the standing corpses crumbled and fell, and with them fell the entire web of life they had supported. The richest of ecosystems reduced to a barren plain of rubble. These are not trees, as we know them on land. This cemetery had been my favorite coral reef, the corals being the trees of the ocean rainforest. The reef was killed by the great coral bleaching of 1998, one of the warmest years worldwide ever recorded by humans. Nearly 10% of all the coral reefs on the world died that single terrible year, as did many more in 2005, perhaps the warmest year on record so far. The remaining reefs face both increased bleaching and ocean acidification, which dissolves the coral's limestone skeletons as carbon dioxide mixes with seawater and becomes carbonic acid. The rainbow gardens beneath the tropical seas are dying, along with their uncountable goods and services for humans. Unparalleled destruction, unseen and unheard, with no end in sight. As a coral reef scientist, I feel like a caregiver at a cancer hospice.